Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual. Knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.
Just as long as I know if it's day or night, I never bother with watching the clock, 'cause I won't run my life by that old tick-tock.
What's the time, Miss Wolf?
I don't know.
What's the time, Miss Wolf?
Well, I don't know, but if you got the time, let's kick back and play some blues. Well, I got no alarm beside my bed, 'cause I'd rather get by on the clock in my head. Well, you may not think that sounds very clever, but I always say better late than never. Yeah, yeah.
What's the time, Miss Wolf?
Well, I don't know.
What's the time, Miss Wolf?
I don't know, but if you've got the time, let's kick back and play some blues. Well, there's gotta be more to life. Punctuality, calculate the fastest way to get from A to B. If you wanna know the time, you can always call the man at the BBC. At the third stroke, it will be.
CR 855am, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon
Australian Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for your company. 3CR broadcasts from the lands of the Kulin Nations at the overlap of the Wurundjeri and Bunurong peoples. And we pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to any Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people tuning in. And all the lands were stolen and never ceded. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. I'm Sally Goldner. I use the pronouns she and her, and I am your host for the hour of Out of the Pan, a show covering pansexual issues, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender and other things. And we opened up today. Yes, it. What is the time? Time for Out of the Pan. What is the also the time? Time to let you know how to contact the program. And there's lots of ways to do it. Outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456 751215. Tweet at Sal Gold said so. And that's the bottom line. You can also do the same for Mastodon, Instagram, and Blue Sky. And look for posts on Facebook. My page, Sally Goldner, and Out of the Pan, 3CR, 855 AM, Melbourne. Snail mail, PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on the show are strictly my own. And don't think there'll be any likely content notes today, but we'll give you the numbers for services if needed. Well, all sorts of things happening on, to talk about. One of which, we'll go to the bigger international news of the week, the UK election result, and the British Labour Party having a fumping win, in my best bad Cockney accent, a very large victory with lots of seats, Tories decimated, and of course the implications for. On this program, are what will it mean for LGBTIQA plus people? Now, it's horrific to say it, and I think I'll invoke general content notes here for mention of transphobia and queerphobia. So, QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, rates of reported transphobia in the United Kingdom have increased 1,427% in the last, 10 years. Now, that's a massive increase, 100% every year, more and more and more and more. So one would hope that with at least less rhetoric in such a big win, that at least the hate would go down, which, you know, isn't exactly enough to fill people with joy. But for trans people, of course, the rise of what's called gender critical thinking in the UK has seen that explosion of transphobia. But it has also, it should add, there's, you know, similar 1,000+ percentage figures over the same time period for, LGBTQ. Now, that's pretty frightening indeed. So you'd like to think that a Labor government would at least ease up on that. Interesting to see where it all goes. Like to think that there'd be some laws outlawing conversion practice for all of, I'll say, sexual/romantic orientation and gender identity. In the past, the Conservatives tried the sort of wedge tactics that we saw under the previous Prime Minister to Anthony Albanese here, where they tried to protect gay and lesbian but not trans. And, of course, that's not acceptable because people say, oh, but shouldn't you get something on the board? No, then the next thing doesn't happen for another 20 years. So, well, interesting to see where it goes. Certainly hoping for more social cohesion there. I mean, it's going to be a tough job. The last thing I would call myself is an expert on the politics of the United Kingdom or the sociology, but it certainly seems like the country is somewhat decimated. Whether they'll try to, you know, re-enter the European market and do a reversal of Brexit, who knows? Probably not. Probably just try to ease things down without doing as such formally, I suppose, might be the approach. But certainly a big victory, and let's hope Keir Starmer can utilise the majority. When you look at the virtually zero law reform here. There's only been one federal law change in, where are we now, 2 years and a little bit, since federal Labor got elected here, and that was to upgrade the definition in Fair Work of variation of sex characteristics and include trans, which just it's a good thing. It tidies up a possible anomaly. But, it's not very a huge track record. I hope UK Labor can do better for any or all of LGBTIQA plus people than that. So, yeah, certainly the big international news item of the week, not necessarily the biggest, but certainly well up there. Bringing the helicopter down, so to speak, from closer to home, a very important announcement came my way yesterday morning. A couple did, actually. And the Minister for Equality, Harriet Shing, the state Labor minister, has announced, according to this media release, that LGBTIQA plus people with a disability will lead an advisory group. And a new advisory group will lead more inclusive decision-making for and with queer Victorians living with a disability with support from the Allan Labor government. Harriet Shing was on Joy 94.9, another community station here in Melbourne, to announce the expert advisory group. And so that will recognise people's diverse identities and lived experiences. And so there'll be 7 members who will advise the government on ideas and policies to improve experiences, well-being and connection. And researchers found LGBTIQA plus people with disabilities have often encountered unique access barriers within their local communities due to a lack of inclusion and greater challenges and poorer outcomes than LGBTIQA plus people with disability, sad as that is to say. In terms of mental health, harassment and a difficult topic, again, 1-800-1845-27, mention of family violence. But of course, all people have expertise, lived expertise and knowledge, professional and lived expertise, so that will benefit everyone and it will give prominence and visibility to intersectional queer community members. It's going to sit alongside the Health and Wellbeing and Justice Working Groups and work closely with the Victorian Disability Advisory Council to ensure that needs and challenges are met. As the previous people in Labor used to say, equality is not negotiable. Let's certainly hope that's the case. So it'd be interesting to see who's on it, if it hasn't been announced already, since this media release was released around 10 to 11 yesterday, and it was talked about on radio. And what the process will be. So keep your eyes on the prize or something like that, and we'll see what happens. So it is why I popped up today the in promoting today's show, the well-known meme, Nothing About Us Without Us. And I think that this is trying to do that, which is really, really good. So well done to, on the state Labor government for, sort of the diversity in diversity type of approach. Every dot in the intersection, so to speak, needs to be looked at and covered and supported. So this is a very, very welcome initiative. And obviously disabilities covering a wide range of scenarios, mental health disabilities, intellectual disability, physical. And I always sort of have mixed feelings. I mean, legally, disability includes neurodivergence, but includes neurodivergence. But I, of course, don't see neurodivergence as a negative. Of course, neurodivergence to me should be a superpower for all of us. So welcome your thoughts and comments and, of course, queries on this show. We love queries. Interesting to see what the go will be. In the meantime, let's have some music appropriately from Paul Kelly, which will intersect lots of things. And it's the classic track from way, way back from Paul's album, Paul when he became The Messengers, the comedy album of about 1990, From Little Things, Big Things Grow. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
Gather round people, I'll tell you a story, an 8-year long story of power and pride. British Lord Vestey and Vincent Lignari were opposite men on opposite sides. Vestey was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean and spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. The Rangers were working for nothing but rations. But once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily the pressure got tighter and tighter. The Rinja decided they must make a stand. They picked up their swags and started off walking at Water Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking. Back at the homestead, and then in the town. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. A vesting man said, I'll double your wages, 18 quid a week you'll have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages, we're sitting right here till we get our land. Vesting man roared, vesting man thundered, you don't stand a chance of a cinder and snow. Vince said, if we fall, others are rising. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lignari boarded an airplane and landed in Sydney, big city of lights. And daily he went round softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life. And Vincent sat down with big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out while your people are hungry. Vincent said, no thanks, we know how to wait. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. Then Vincent Lignari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. And he told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns. Eight years went by, eight long years of waiting, till one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. And he came with lawyers, and he came with great ceremony, and through Vincent's fingers poured a handful of sand. From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
was the story of Vincent Lignarin. But this is the story of something much more. How power and privilege can unmove a people who know where they stand. Stand in the law. From little things, big things grow. 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 From little things, big things grow.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things
I just think that it's ironic that the state of Victoria want to treaty with Aboriginal people but have no issue in destroying our sacred sites.
War is devastating on the environment. In peacetime, the military is a huge user of fossil fuels, a huge driver of nuclear energy and ultimately the architect of nuclear weapons.
Subscribe to 3CR, fighting for social justice and environmental change.
And to all the people that are so afraid of the solutions to climate change that they choose to live in denial instead, the current solutions to the climate emergency are much easier to cope with than the outcomes that will come if we don't.
Feed Radical Radio. Go to 3cr.org.au/subscribe or call the station on 9419 8377.
Follow the sun. Which way the wind blows.
You're listening to 3CR Community Radio 855 AM on digital and online. 3CR Radical Radio.
That is us, 3CR digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR on demand, and 3CR 855 AM. In any particular order, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Paul Kelly from Little Things, Big Things Grow, which locks in around a few things I want to talk about today. One is the Disability Advisory Group, which, you know, you start somewhere. That's a little thing. It is, of course, we're into NAIDOC Week, which certainly, of course, is of great importance. Once again, welcome to any Aboriginal and or Torres Strait Islander people tuning in, and I hope the week gives you the meaning that it wants. And also, another thing that I'll get to in a minute. There's a teaser. One postscript on the UK election, which was just by coincidence on another channel, not really in relation to the official channels, such as at Sal Gold Said So on various social media or Out of the Pan 855 at gmail.com, that came my way. A certain party that ran in the UK, whose views I would consider to be against trans people, particularly trans women. All their candidates, the highest of about 15 candidates who ran for that party, the best they could do was third last in a particular constituency. and the most well-known of them got 0.5 of 1% of the vote. I'm not going to name names. They're not worth it. But yes, that's a little bit of encouragement to see, and hopefully will give some encouragement to Labor. Now, we've had someone message in on the, and not just any someone, message in on the SMS line, 61456 751 215, and it is a pleasure to welcome, well, back to the communication lines, roving reporter, who says that they are now settled back in Melbourne from Sydney. It's good to have you back, roving. Lots of comments. Let's just sort of work my way through all of them. Greater Dandenong councillor Rhonda Garrard made a motion to create an LGBTIQA plus advisory committee, and it will be voted on as we go to air on the 7th of July. It will be voted on the Monday, 8th of July at the council meeting. And so that's really important. Yes, very important that rainbow stuff gets represented at local government level. Roving advises that Dandenong was only one of two Melbourne councils, as opposed to federal electorates, that voted no to marriage equality. It was 47 yes, 53 no. So that's really important to get that. And look, I think it can happen. City of Casey, which is next door, had some history of queerphobic councillors, and it's been sort of, I'll say that it appears to have decreased or have been counted, would be the words I would use. So that's good news. Thanks for that, roving. Now, a much more, another topic of bigger interest, and I perhaps will, it's just a difficult topic. I'll quote a roving's message here. Roving says, I'm deeply concerned about the ugly stereotypes towards Muslims as all being homophobic. This was sadly highlighted to me with the resignation of Senator Payman during the week, and comments by a gay man on Facebook talk about this in her track record on queer issues to our community. Note the analysis of, I'm not sure who is meant by Jan Fran, and the media with PSC and the ugly biases there. Now, I mean, you know, it is totally a stereotype that all Muslims are homophobic because, of course, there are LGBTIQA plus Muslims. I mean, that's the simple answer. And this is, you know, this whole attitude where elements of politics, elements of media try to wedge queer and religion. And simply there, of course, there are religious queers. Boom. So, which I'm saying to the people trying to say that, of course. So it's not. Not accurate at all, and it is incredibly sad when have these comments by people from a minority who then make comments, and I'm not sure whether the comments against Senator Payman were, you know, sort of Islamophobic, homophobic, misogynist, but of course it doesn't matter. And I'm honestly unaware of her track record on queer issues. I'll have to do that novel concept that 95% of commercial media need to learn about again, called research, and find out what the go is. But, I think that, and I will do that during the next track, as well as anything else, and see what I can come up with quickly. One would hope that there will, we'd have consistency on this. It's difficult to know. I mean, I've had one article come up, but I won't multitask live to air. That's probably a bit too much today, given my mental health at the moment. Covering it up well, aren't I? So it's great comments there, Roving. Thanks. And yeah, really lovely to hear from you again. I want to find out about, what that's about. But great news on the city of Dandenong, and let's hope that we get all local government areas in Victoria and eventually around this big island and all the smaller ones having LGBTIQA plus advisory groups, because it is needed. Let's find out more about it. The other thing that I was, the teaser, was on Friday night declaring an interest that I've done a little bit of paid work for this organisation. I went to the first birthday of Transpace, which was a joint function held at Transpace in Melbourne's Inner North, and Globe, the LGBTIQA+ sort of networking organisation. And I've got to say, it was one of the loveliest functions I've been to in a while. Great energy, great vibe, to quote Dennis DeNuto from The Castle in nearly 30 years ago, but that's my age and I'm sticking with it. And yeah, really great atmosphere, good fun. And Transpace is a health clinic where virtually all the practitioners come under transgender, diverse, non-binary, and can identify and sort of work with transgender, diverse, non-binary clients, which is really, really important. And not surprisingly, their books have filled fast after they've virtually only been operating for a year. So we certainly need that. They do not get government funding, which is really, really important. You know, they're trying to remain independent, sort of a bit 3CR, dare I say, a bit 3CR-ish in spirit on that one, which is nice. And so trying to keep it grassroots. And I think it's that sort of discussing the last few weeks how, you know, in our efforts to become all corporatised and government funded and managerialised, have we lost our sense of grassroots community? Well, this is a nice way to get it back. I just felt very comfortable and welcomed there myself, as I think everyone did. So really nice night. Good to see these initiatives. And it gives me an idea if you're aware of other sort of more grassrootsy initiatives for queer people wherever you are. Let me know what they are, how they're working, what you like about them. Message into the show and we'll see what happens. In the meantime, I'm going to do some research and see if we can find out what the go is on Senator Payman. One article's come up which is only one article, so we'll have to see what's going on. We just had another message in and from John, who pops in occasionally, an awesome listener, as of course all listeners to 3CR. Labor manifesto in the UK, not positive to trans rights, supports gender critical individuals and female sports and hospital wards. Not so good news there, but thank you for sending it in, John. It's just that, yes, the gender critical thinking, as I say, has really taken a very sadly strong chokehold grip. There's the wrestling reference at 32 minutes and 44 seconds into the show. It came out, but that's what it is. But seriously, yeah, not good news. But hopefully, you know, at least it might ease off a little under Labor than compared to the Tories. In the meantime, let's have a listen to Hunters and Collectors. Well, we're into the afternoon now by 33 minutes and 4 seconds, according to what I can see here. But here's a track about where it was 33 minutes ago, this morning. 3CR, 855am, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally.
Storm waters weeping on my bed. trembling for her last words to go away. But blind faith's trying to tell me it isn't over.
CR 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au and 3CR On Demand out of the pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. And we just heard from Hunters and Collectors from Human Frailty way back somewhere in the 1980s, 1986-ish originally, 87 a little more, because the CD version that I have now combines the EP that they put out later on with three new tracks on it as well. So hence the 2 years combined. There we go. Saving some metal of sorts. Living Daylight EP was what it was called. There we go. Great music from a great Australian band. Just while I think of it, I did get a chance to see a sneak preview this week of the Midnight Oil documentary, The Hardest Line, and I will give thanks to another fine community station, Triple R, who a friend of mine's a member, and that is and invited me along, and it's damn fine. Got me thinking, who's really speaking out in a progressive way on social issues nowadays? Really, when we need it, I suppose, at the end of the 70s, when we were all sort of, in a genuine way, hippie-ish. It was nice, but who's going to do it now? More messages from Roving Reporter. You're out there roving, all right. Dandenong Council going into caretaker's mood, so the councillor decided to bring the motion to create the advisory group forward. controversy with Casey Council over the years, conflicts of interest, and the state government sacked Casey Council in 2020 after bullying and unacceptable behaviour. Look, I can certainly add to that, Roving. I remember in 2015 when yours truly, as part of Transgender Victoria, when I was there and employed there, did some training at Casey, and the next week one of the right-wing types was getting all huffy and puffy about it and saying things like, well, why is the state government telling local government what to do? Now, there's a very simple answer for that. The Local Government Act means that local government is under the auspices of state, like duh, who'd have thunk it? So it worries me that some councillors don't even know the, you know, sort of background of their job. Did they miss the, you know, the sort of, did they miss the Zoom induction or something? We weren't on Zoom as much back then. Did they miss the induction, you know, of having a, I don't know, a nose pick or something? Anyway, there's certainly been some controversial stuff in the past at Casey, or some, what is it, rigorous debate even. Some grassroots community groups who are conservative, even with good intentions, can still be problematic. And that's certainly the case. The lovely crew at Bunjil Place in Narre Warren are hosting a lot of queer events. Yes, yours truly was out there on May the 18th, the day after Hobbit Day. Hobbit season, duck season. No, I had a Hobbit Day. Doing a couple of events for Q Lit, and it's a lovely space. And that was really nice. Roving has popped in a link here. Bunjil Place Queers of Concert. Let's just have a live look at that, see what that's about. Saturday, June, that was on June the 22nd, so that's happened. But, there's certainly Brenda Breast, Bressed, was there, to our concert. So that's, you know, all sorts of things going on out there. Gradually it is getting there, you know, little step by step, which is good to see. Now, I have found one site on Fatima Payman's record on LGBTIQA plus people. It's called They Vote For You, which is in turn supported by the Open Australia organisation, which seems to do good things for democracy. And it seems that she is not in Parliament when there's votes about increasing legal protections for LGBTI people, which is what this website says. They Vote For You. She wasn't in Parliament for the Therapeutic Goods Amendment vote on the 9th of March 2023 about giving blood, and not in Parliament on the 27th of October 2022 when there was Australian Human Rights Commission legislation amendment for a Human Rights Commissioner for LGBTIQA plus people. So whether there's some pairing going on, as it's called, and she just misses those, or whether it's something more. Now, I tried to look into the background of that site to make sure it was what it was about, and it seems like it's a fair site backed by the Open Foundation Australia Foundation, which is a public digital online library, a registered charity in Australia. So they seem pretty legit. So it doesn't excuse, though, any Islamophobia, sexism, or anything like that. All the same, if there has been any. All right. Now, another piece of news came my way during the week, more on the health front. And this is of relevance because it's about Mpox, monkeypox, as it's previously been called, and 61 cases in Victoria since April this year, most acquired in Australia, and it has significant effects for predominantly impacting on gay, bisexual, and as per this media release, the words used are other men who have sex with men. Now, you know, in our language, that could well mean assigned male having sex with assigned male. So, therefore, we do need to consider trans women and some non-binary people. And the Victorian Acting Chief Health Officer, Dr. Christian McGrath, said the recent uptick in cases is a cause for concern. Anyone who's been in close and usually prolonged intimate contact with someone at Mpox who is at risk, best thing to do in terms of defence is get vaccinated, and it reduces risk of transmission and disease severity, and two doses for optimal protection. Avoid contact with infected people, limiting your number of sexual partners, and maintaining good hygiene, also important. And the Mpox vaccine is free of charge for people who are at risk. So for information on eligibility and where to get it, go to betterhealth.vic.gov.au/MPOX. So yes, keep protected against that, and full commendation to my queer colleagues, queer colleague James McKenzie on In Your Face, who always keeps us up to date with those sorts of things from 4 till 5 every Friday afternoon on 3CR. Really important that you listen in. Of course, lots of queer programs on 3CR, which gives me, seems like a good time to mention that coming up at 3 o'clock today, of course, is Queering the Air. But in between those two programs, Freedom of Species at 1 o'clock, Betty will be presenting a program on animals in the demilitarized zone of North Korea, and it's part one thereof. Freedom of Species, sort of looking here, there, and through every forest and underwater and all the rest of it. Of course, underwater, I forgot to thank the crew from Out of the Blue, Diving Deep for the Marine News, as they do 11:30 through noon every Sunday. So great to see Freedom of Species. Really amazing program. I'm always impressed by the diversity of issues that they cover, and a great crew too. So stay tuned for that. Rotations at 2. Who will be on the music today? I don't know, but we'll find out soon enough. And so, yeah, the queer shows on 3CR, definitely there. Mentioned 3 of them. And, of course, there are many, many more. There are 2 more queer-focused shows, lots of queer presenters sort of hither and thither, if you like, on 3CR. Don't forget the fabulous people from PX Whānau, who are always there on every Saturday afternoon on 3CR. And I'm sorry, I'm having a blank at the moment on exactly what time. A great program, and great to see that intersectionality represented covered. Very, very important at 1:30, I beg your pardon. And then that's just about got it covered, except for Rainbows Don't Fade With Age on Mondays at 2 till 3, now every week. So lots of great queer stuff all covered, and very, very important that it is. All right, better just have a breather, and then we'll come back and wrap up the show for the week before we head into Freedom of Species. You're on Out of the Pan with Sally Goldner, 3CR, 8:55 a.m., 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
If you are travelling to Saudi Arabia for Hajj this year, you can reduce your risk of contracting disease such as Middle East Respiratory Syndrome Disease, or MERS. Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, is a rare but severe respiratory disease. Symptoms can include fever, cough, breathing difficulties, and diarrhea. You can protect yourself. Avoid contact with people or animals. Stay away from camels and their raw products such as milk and meat, and wash your hands regularly. If you feel unwell while traveling, tell a member of your cabin crew or airport staff. If you've developed symptoms of Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, or MERS, in Australia, see your doctor immediately and tell them you have been traveling to the Middle East. A message from Interim Australian Central for Disease Control of Department of Health and Aged Care.
A 3CR supporter.
Slavery is back.
Welcome to a place where private business profit from a captive labour force, yet pennies are spent on medical services to a population in which the Indigenous, the poor, and the mentally ill are overrepresented. where isolation, humiliation, and degradation are facts of life. Welcome to prison.
It depends who's telling the story, I suppose. The prisoners would have one view. The people who work in the prison system would have another. And I think it's up to people to decide where the truth is.
Give government propaganda and the media spin doctors the flick. And check out Doin' Time for news, views and tunes on prison issues from Guantanamo Bay to Christmas Island to prisons and detention centres everywhere. Every Monday at 4 p.m. on your community radio, 3CR.
We are still fired up and we're still talking about revolution.
Another show on 3CR Monday afternoons. So, yeah, Rainbows Don't Fade with Age at 2, Urban Voices is at 3, and then Doin' Time at 4. Hey, Pete and crew. Just about out of talking time, just running out of time on Out of the Pan today. So I've covered a range of issues, health, community, grassroots, some world stuff, all sorts of things as part of all the things that happen on that are relevant to queer communities. And Freedom of Species in next to talk all things animal advocacy, as mentioned. And and sorry, just having a technical hitch here, a multitasking hitch. Anyway, we'll fix that. So thanks, Roving, for all your messages. Good to have you back on the team. What is it? You'll get your volunteer payroll commission. Roving has messaged in again. A few messages. The local Casey Cardinia Rainbow Group working with the community radio station there, which actually, dare I say, came out of a panel on radio and podcasts that yours truly was on that event on 18th of May, along with Sam Elkin and Jono Butler. And it's going well. So building bridges is their objective. That is the go. Yep. Let's build the bridges. How do I deal with blokey male behaviour? I think that's a whole topic there, Rainbow, which in about 2 minutes I won't have time for, but I'm going to make a note to come back to that next week. Research with Senator Payman. She's got a lot on her plate right now. Leave her to move on. Yeah, that's a fair call. And look, it is, I will be fair regardless of what one thinks about Palestine, and there's all sorts of views, and I get that they're very strong. She's made a decision of conscience, a very rare person to that. And she apparently, Roving says, she lost her dad to leukemia in my research, also fleeing to Australia, so she's had challenges. And yeah, sadly, some people playing dirty tactics in, well, what was her party, the ALP. Yeah, it seems there is some of them, I think, have not been on the button at all. She's made that decision. And it's going to be tough. I mean, and I really have to criticise the, in one sense, the ALP saying let's not have faith-based political parties because it would be divisive. Well, I hope you'll condemn, it's interesting you do that when it's a person of Islamic background, but I didn't see you do it when you Scott Morrison was bringing his Christian stuff in. Tad inconsistent, who knows? Leave you today with a little bit of some rip-roaring blues guitar, just for something different, to take it out. I dug this one out from the collection from also back in the 80s. I'm having a bit of an 80s thing at the moment, and I don't care. This, in fact, 1990, late 1980s, as I like to call it, or someone else on radio called it. This one is Eric Johnson from RVA Musicom, and it's called Cliffs of Dover. Thanks for tuning in to Out of the Pan. Thanks, Roving and John, for your messages. I'm Sally Goldner. Catch you next week.